Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to this final episode of Building Better Workflows, all about you and your mental health and well-being. I have so much to say about this topic. Many years ago, I took a plunge and trialed doing only behavioral health in my practice. Yep, back-to-back appointments for anxiety, depression, trauma, ADHD, all the things, and I tanked. I loved the work, but my salary dropped by $50,000 and I was mentally and emotionally drained. I mean, I literally would come out of an appointment, sit on the floor and sob. I just felt like there was so much suffering and I just didn't feel like I had the bandwidth or tools to help these kids. Doing 12 or 15 of these patients' appointments a day did me in, and we just didn't have the infrastructure, especially not to take care of me first. And maybe that sounds selfish, and I know we probably all struggle with that because we all put everyone else ahead of ourselves. But seriously, you cannot care for others without caring for yourself. Yes, the proverbial oxygen mask metaphor. So here are some thoughts I have about doing this work. Have a battle buddy. I want to think Wendy Hunter, host of the Pediatrician Next Door podcast, for this concept. This is the person in your practice who you can cry on their shoulder and they are supportive and can hear you. Keep track of your spoons. Yes, the spoon theory. I love this. This is the energy that you have and the energy that you dole out and replenishing the energy. How many spoons do you have at the beginning of the day? Maybe you need more to start. How do you get those spoons? Me time is not a luxury. It's essential. Meditation, I'm not that good at it. I've tried it a lot. It's not my thing. At least I haven't gotten there yet. A walk, binging Ted Lasso, calling a friend, ridiculous parrot videos. This is my husband's obsession. Hugging a loved one for an entire minute, of course, yoga, that can be something that is another spoon. And then remember Bessel van der Kolk's 7 strategies for trauma relief. Sleep. Yep, it is truly restorative medicine. Most of us who've gone through medical training know all about sleep deprivation. It's really important that you're getting restorative sleep. You will be a better person for it. Movement, and this looks different for each of us. I'm not asking you to do a marathon, just bust a move. And my daughter Julia loves to dance in her kitchen singing into a wooden spoon. Try it. Nutrition. I mean, I love a chocolate chip cookie anytime, but do remember your fruits and veggies and grains. Family. Are you spending quality time? Can you put your phone away? Can you close up your computer at the end of the night? I remember, you know, working on charting till 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I just didn't have time to be present for my family, friends. And I would really strongly suggest that besides your battle buddies who are your friends in medicine, that you have friends that know nothing about medicine, that they take you outside your realm. And these are the people who are non-judgmental, who are there for you. Play and creativity. This is what kids do. Stuff solely for the pure joy of it. And it can look like all kinds of things. And then finally, spirituality and whatever that looks like for you. Is it prayer? Is it belonging to a Bible study group? Is it about walking in nature and thinking about a higher power? Is it about closing your eyes, taking deep breaths, doing some meditation? Whatever that looks like, but restore your soul. And then finally, get help. I think that integrated behavioral health is key to helping us feel better. If you don't have any funding for that, check out your nearby university. Social workers and psychologists need training opportunities, and you can get creative. This was my saving grace. For stories from well-being gurus and colleagues, you can check out Pediatric Meltdown and all the interviews on this topic. You can search under burnout, well-being, and scan the list of interviews. And honestly, they're incredible. I'm just saying. And then again, if you need counseling, if you need therapy, there is no shame. We're referring our patients all the time and need to take our own advice. I love my therapist. She's helped me through so many things. If you need medication, maybe you need to consider that. Again, no shame. As someone who's lived with anxiety for most of my life, I've needed the help and support of others. And for me, medication has been key. But we each need to come to what it is that we need. Surround yourself with people who love you for who you are, all your craziness. And remember that if you're losing the joy and magic of pediatrics, look and see what you need first, so that you can be present for your patients. There is a guide to well-being that goes into depth about some of these topics we've been discussing in the workbook. So check that out on the pediatricmeltdown.com website. And again, if you want to talk about your transformation, your ideas, your goals, reach out and call me. Again, you can schedule an appointment. You can DM me on Instagram at Pediatric Meltdown. You can email me at pediatricmeltdown@gmail.com. All the things. Thank you so much for joining me for this series on building better workflows. I hope it's helpful to you. It's a distillation of all the things that I struggled with and I championed and was able to celebrate. And I want to bring that to you as well. I so appreciate my pediatric colleagues and all the clinicians who care for kids. It has meant the world to me to know you and to know that we are all out there doing this for kids because it is the right thing to do. Please tune in to Pediatric Meltdown for in-depth conversations, from tidbits from me, and so much more. Take care. Have a great rest of the day. And do better. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.